I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We've had him on the show before. He is one of our favorite guests to have. Chief Edward Delmore is a chief of police at Gulf Shores Police Department. Yes, in the Gulf Shores. But he spent 30 years as the chief of police in Fairview Heights. Chief, great to have you back on the show. Thanks for reaching out to the listeners here, because you've got something to say about the bill that J.B. Pritzker just signed that greatly affects policing here in the state of Illinois.
Thanks for having me. And one slight correction. I spent 30 years in Illinois law enforcement, but I wasn't a chief all that time. I actually worked the street. And so.
Okay. Well, tell me, you wrote this letter to Governor Pritzker, and you cite a lot of that experience in that letter. Here's what I hear from listeners the most. Annie, how does this bill that has now been signed into law, HB 3653, how does this affect the citizens of Illinois? And your expertise in law enforcement, I'm sure, gives us a great perspective.
Well, it's a horrible bill with a couple of exceptions, because it's going to make Illinois residents more unsafe. There's going to be more crime and more violent crime. And it's also going to make Illinois police officers unsafe. And they're also going to pull back and not risk their careers and any of their assets, and risk going to jail, frankly, because of the way a lot of this is worded.
What is the threat to the Illinois police officer right now? The men and women who choose to put on the badge and the uniform and risk their lives every day to protect the people in their community, how are they now at risk?
Well, this is a 750-page bill plus, and it was passed by the Illinois General Assembly in the middle of the night, barely. And so it would take me 40 hours to go through all the problems. But some of the highlights, body cameras, which I have always been a proponent of, are going to be required by 2025. No problem with that, other than the fact that it's an unfunded mandate. One of the problems is that with the body camera language is that an officer in my department, if they're involved in an incident, they can go back and review that footage before they write their police report, because the object of that police report is an accurate depiction of whatever incident they were involved in. And so I would compare that to baseball or football, where there's a close call and the umpires or the referees huddle around a screen and look at it for, in some cases, several minutes before they actually come out with a determination. In Illinois now, a police officer is not allowed to go back and look at their camera footage from an incident they were involved in. And if there's an inaccuracy between what they write in their police report and what the body camera footage shows, then that's a crime, and an Illinois police officer can be charged with that.
Why limit them from being able to access that? What's the argument in favor of that?
It makes absolutely no sense. The value of that body camera footage is that it's an accurate depiction of what the camera picked up. Now, I will tell you that just because the camera facing in a particular direction picks up something, that doesn't mean the human being wearing that camera saw the same thing, because your eyes move in different directions, your head turns, all of those kind of things. But again, there's no good reason other than what my Illinois police chief friends call a cop trap. That's what it is. It's opportunities to charge the police with a crime for doing nothing more than doing their jobs.
Edward Delmore is chief of police at Gulf Shores Police Department. He was in law enforcement in Illinois for 30 years. Edward, I ask this question not because I don't think Chicago matters, but most of the people listening to our show right now are in Southern Illinois. There's a sentiment that maybe if crime rates are going to go up, well, maybe that won't affect us. That'll affect Chicago, but we're down here in the suburbs and in rural Illinois. Is that true? Will it affect rural and suburban Illinoisans downstate, or is this mainly going to be, you know, worse for Chicago?
No, it's going to be worse throughout the state because, Ryan, I think I know the community you live in, but I'm not certain. And by the way, call me Ed, not Edward. You scare me when you say that. You have proactive police departments there in the Metro East, for the most part, that are doing a wonderful job, and proactive police officers. But with this kind of language in this bill, and I just touched on one small piece of it, those police officers are going to pull back, and the crime rate is going to increase. And again, as I mentioned in the letter, I was born in East St. Louis. When I was born in East St. Louis, the population was 80,000. They had 100 police officers, all-American city. Now the population is about 26,000, and East St. Louis had 36 murders last year. So that's a town about the size of Collinsville or Edwardsville with 36 murders. And so the people in a community like that, and even in other more affluent suburbs, desperately need good, solid, proactive policing, but it's not going to become worth the risk for the officers. And if I can make one other point, the Fraternal Order of Police is the bargaining agent typically for law enforcement officers. That's, they bargain the contracts. And then, so as a police chief formerly in Illinois, it wasn't always the case that the FOP and the police chiefs got along. They didn't agree all the time. But on this bill, the Illinois FOP, the Illinois Chiefs Association, the Illinois Sheriff's Association, and this is significant, 100 out of 102 state's attorneys in Illinois say this is a dangerous bill.
Yeah. To have such a cohesive opposition to something that was passed in a lame duck session, and then the delay to get it signed by J.B. Pritzker, he did end up signing it yesterday. It's got a lot of people scratching their heads. I've got people commenting right now on our Facebook and YouTube lives talking about people they know personally who are leaving policing in the state of Illinois to go police across the river in St. Louis, or people who are just considering, I can do something else. I'm not going to continue to risk my life for this type of a policing standard that doesn't keep these police officers safe. I would think anytime we're losing good police officers, the community suffers.
You're losing good police officers, and you're going to lose good police chiefs. I mentioned in my letter to the governor that I've spoken to two chiefs this week that are eligible to retire, but are relatively young men and could continue, but they're not going to continue with it because they just can't. Because as a police chief, when one of your officers gets sued, you get sued too. And I also mentioned, and it wasn't really so much tongue-in-cheek as it may appear, that I'm getting a stack of applications for my department from Illinois police officers. And they're not gypsy cops. They're not rogue police officers. They're young, well-educated people of character who find it untenable to continue in Illinois law enforcement with this and the other things that are sure to come down the road.
So before we let you go, Chief, I want to ask you about the, you know, Governor Pritzker seems to present this in a very different way. He touts the positive nature of this, of the entire bill, and he kind of poo-poos some of the things that we've heard from people, just kind of similar to what you're saying right now. Do you see a benefit in any part of this bill that has been passed for the people of Illinois, the safety of Illinois? Is there any positive aspect of this that you think that they got right?
Yeah, there's one part of it. And actually, some of this was already in place in Illinois. But one thing I'm very supportive of is the creation of better licensing and a database of what some would call gypsy cops, meaning officers who resigned under pressure, resigned under threat of termination, or were terminated, and who pop up on different departments, several in a period of years. And some of those folks don't belong in law enforcement, but small departments that can't afford to do or just choose not to do good backgrounds, can't afford to send people to the academy, put them on. Those are the kind of problems that you have when you don't do things well. I'm all for that. So we always have room for improvement. That's certainly one of the things, but the devil's in the details. I hope they do it right.
Do you consider this just to be a very political measure?
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's some trade-offs, some other things that the governor needs, particularly from Chicago area Democrats for his agenda. And he agreed to sign this bill without the support of all law enforcement. And there's going to be a payback coming on the other end. And that's probably not going to be a good thing either, although it may not be law enforcement related.
Well, Chief Delmore, thank you for the time today. Thank you for staying connected here to your Illinois roots and weighing in on this, because it is easier in some capacity for you to weigh in on this than potentially some people who are still here. So your voice is very welcome on this subject and many others. Thank you so much for the time today. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.